For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
A lot of people listen to our podcasts, the ones that Katie and I do, and they're like, I don't really get it. And I'm like, listen to more. You'll settle in. You're just hanging out with your friends. You know, like, this is the show. That's what it is. We're, okay. You know, just here for you. You know, you're just here hanging out with us. This is what it is. It's like, good, the bad, the ugly, Lofa's dogs, which are the cute. What if the movie was called The Good, the Bad, and the Cute? All right, we're getting way too off the subject now.
You're the only one talking.
It's stream of getting off subject. Man. Stream of consciousness, dude. Come on, man. I'm zoned in, baby.
Come on, don't hurt the brand like that. Don't hurt the brand like that.
No, I'm zoned in and zoned out at the same time, dude. I'm so zoned in that I'm zoned out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You ever seen the musical Hair?
I've never seen any musical.
Oh, right. What?
First of all.
How dare you?
Let's get serious.
All right. Let's get serious. You want to do the show?
I thought we were doing the show.
Oh, that's right. All right. Now we need the theme song. Let's do it.
Let's get this crowd going. Now, come on, get him up.
Hawks on three. 1, 2, 3.
Oh. Lofa Tatupu is up in the mix.
Go Hawks.
I'm just about that action, boss.
He takes the snap. He's going to throw down the middle.
What a catch.
It's intercepted by Lofa Tatupu.
Holy catfish.
Hey, that's great football now.
It's going to work now. Let's keep playing.
Who's got my back?
I got your back.
That's Lofa. My player.
Triple plant. Thunder. All one. Ready. Please.
Russell looking.
Go Hawks.
Russell scrambling.
Go Hawks.
Hump faking.
Go Hawks.
Still looking. Now he spins out.
We got a fly, baby.
45-40. Down the far sideline. He's still moving. He's going to go.
Yes. No.
20. 10. They do it again.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Seahawks.
It's Brett's stream of consciousness on the Believe Sports Network. No, it's the Seahawks podcast. I'm Seahawks superfan Brett Davern, and he's Seahawks legend Lofa Tatupu, here to break it all down for you guys. Lofa, you ready?
Let's go.
Well, the Seahawks saved their best for last, probably. I mean, just what a game against the Cardinals. They come out of Arizona with a big, big win, and, you know, a lot of questions for all of us rolling into the offseason, and we'll get into it all. Let's start right now. Lofa, thoughts about the game? And then, you know, and then we've got a million places to go after that, because now it's the offseason.
I mean, the game was great. It really was. I mean,
was it the best game of the year? Was it the most complete game of the year?
I mean, I think we had everything. I mean, gave the ball away and the touchdown to start the game, which was, I mean, kind of how we started the year.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it reflected how we got through the last half of the season and really the last few games, ran the hell out of the ball. And then when shots opened up, Russ took them. It was, and I thought the defense really only 14 or 16 points can they be held accountable for, because the other were two turnovers, one that was a touchdown, the other one was that interception down to the one.
Right, yeah.
But just, you know, too little too late in terms of as beautiful as that performance was, it's why weren't we doing that all season is my question.
And it felt like there was a bit of identity in the final game, a little bit of grit, a little bit of fire. I mean, Pete and Russ celebrating and high-fiving and, I mean, acting like, we're, you know, it was the NFC Championship game or something.
It looked like we finally had a plan. and, I mean, you know, it's crazy. I heard a lot of Pete's interviews because, you know, I did one just right after the game. And just like you said, identity. And Pete even used the word I used. It was the formula that got us to the top of the division and held us there with – you know, double digit wins year in and year out was it was probably it was on display for us. And, you know, you just wonder why we couldn't do that earlier.
Yeah, that is the question. I mean, but just from a fan perspective, you know, just love to see it. Love to see the passion, the enthusiasm. I mean, who knows what's going to happen this offseason, and there's a lot yet to be seen and everything. And if that was the last time we see everyone together like that, at least it felt good, at least.
Yeah,
one game. You know what I mean?
We kept the Cardinals from winning the West.
There you go. Yeah, totally. We got to play spoiler. It's against a division rival, and send them limping into the playoffs. Like I think we both said that they would. So we nailed that one, partner.
Did anybody get the score prediction?
Yes, somebody won the score prediction. I'm glad that you brought that up. I was going to do it a bit later, but why not now? Intern Brian is all over it. We finally had a winner of our score prediction challenge. And if I can scroll fast enough, I'll be able to find the name, but I wasn't ready here in real time. But anyway, the show rolls on. I'll figure out who it is.
Yeah, we need that name.
I know. I'll figure it out. I mean, we'll hit you up on social media. I'm just not sure if I'm going to be able to say it right now because I was not prepared with that information. Probably for episode 2 this week. But anyway, to the game, though, more specifically, great game from Russell Wilson. Like you said, I like the run into the end zone. It's like a recurring theme with me on this show. I want him to run it in. I love it when he does. And that's the kind of Russ I want to see. So great game out of him. But the big story, of course, and I have the wrong – it's not from the right game in my background, but my background today on Zoom is Rashad Penny, because that's the story. That's all anyone's talking about. I mean, he ran for like a million yards in the game on like 100,000 carries, which is – what Seahawks running backs need to be getting all the time. They gave him that. Now what are they going to give him in the offseason, and what do we do about Rashad Penny now?
Again, he wasn't the only story. He wasn't the only story. That offensive line was a story. I mean,
okay, yes, absolutely.
My Nana, she could have ran the ball through those holes. It was that, you know, wide open. So let's get serious. Right. As awesome as he was, I was nice to see the breakaway speed, you know, still there that he was known for in college, because I never saw him, you know, get caught or walk down, as they like to call it in the biz, when he broke something over 20 yards. And quite frankly, every time he broke a 20 yard, he took himself out of the game, or, you know, for every game leading up to this. So, and I think the confidence is there. And, you know, for overcoming injury, which, you know, I've gone through, you know, you got to get back out there, but he's not running, you know, tentatively out there, you know. Never want to say he was running scared, but he is running with you know, intention. And
absolutely,
it was great to see,
with a pay me, sign me, somebody come get me sort of intention. I love it. It's great. I just don't know what to do about it. They got to do something, though, and he's shown a lot. He's been able to be durable over this stretch. I think I saw a stat that over this stretch, it's like 480-something yards, but after contact. So that's, you know, so he's powering through this stuff. And like you said, pulling away from people once he does break free. What do you want, Lofa? You want Rashad Penny? Are you back?
I don't know. I'm not in the camp of he must be back.
This performance, because you've said that before on the show, but even after that game.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a hell of a month, you know. Awesome. He deserves player of the month. I mean, does that mean you deserve a 3-4 year deal? This is the same question I had with Chris Carson. Now, love him when he's in there. Love him when he's healthy, right? And just not healthy very often. So, what do you do there? And I'm just saying, if you sign him to a long term deal like we just did with Carson, you run the risk of, you know, injury happen again. And then what happens? Now we're, you know, tens of million in running backs that aren't playing. And so that's the only thing for me. I think there will be a market out there for him, but I'd be surprised if somebody hands him a multi-year deal, more so than like a 1 year, you know, 6, 7, 8 million even. I'll go that high. He's worth it. But it's going to be tied to playing time bonus, and it's going to be, you know, and other incentives, but he is worth it when he's out there, just like Chris Carson.
Well, and for Rashad's part of it, he has said that he loves Seattle. He'd love to stay here and all that stuff. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but it was something about like the numbers have to be right, which of course they do. Yeah. But, you know, he's not going to take a discount to stay. I just think, I mean, if you can bottle up what they've found in these last few games and ride that into next season, because most of the offensive pieces would be in place if you can sign him up, right? Everything else kind of remains the same.
Well, I think most, you still need Dwayne. I mean, he's right? Free.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, look, did he have some tough times in pass pro this year? Yeah. Not all his fault. You know, like some of them, like I was saying, we got to get rid of the ball. And this is something you've been saying a lot of, you know, can we throw the ball away? Yeah. Or when, you know, nothing's there. And, but you, I mean, just seeing him 10, 20 yards downfield run blocking.
Yeah.
You know, he looked good. So, that is, another guy that, you know, again, I don't know if there's going to be a market for a 37-year-old tackle, but he's still playing well. And, you know, if we can find a way to get him back, then yeah, then we keep the whole band together and let's go. But it's, you know, we'll see. This is the part of the job that is both exciting and nerve-wracking. You know, you don't know who's going to be on the team next year. No team is ever the same.
Right.
Every year.
Yeah, and it remains to be seen what they're going to do in the offseason, but if they can perform like this going into next year, you can bet
online
that they'll finish higher in the NFC West than they did this year. You could probably bet on that at betonline.ag, yes. Use our promo code.
Believe50, BLEAV50.
For a 50% welcome bonus at betonline.ag. They have a brand new dashboard, and guys, NFL playoffs coming up, so lay down some wagers at betonline.ag. Let's talk some defense. Flip it around a little bit. You know, no Jamal Adams for a lot of the second part of the season here. Bobby out. Let's just talk defense. How do you think they looked, and what do you think they're going to be doing going into the offseason and beyond?
We look good, and we gave a tough offense some trouble. And so, like I said, yeah, that technically that touchdown on the 1 yard line, that still goes on the defense. Right. But,
I don't leave him much room to play with there.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're hoping you can hold him to three, but you know, but it's just, you know, realistically we gave up 16 points to Kyler Murray and an offense that has given us trouble in the past. Thought they looked great, man. And, it was, yeah, it was just encouraging to see, especially when you're without not just one of your leaders. We lost our other leader, you know, midway through the game. So Bobby wasn't out there, and then Diggs. And that was, man.
Well, yeah, that was going to be my next thing. We can just move on to it right now. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, heart in my – or man. My gut was all turned upside down. What do you say? My heart was in my throat, whatever the phrase is there. Like, just you hate to see that happen. But he, successful surgery, though, he'll be back. But you just hate to see that happen. I mean, what's that like from a player perspective? Take us.
Oh, terrible. I mean, you know, like, and for especially a guy like Diggs, I mean, you see him out there, you know, and how hard he goes, you know, every down, and how much this team means to, how much of a leader he is. It's just to be 10 minutes from free agency. And I'm not going to say a meaningless game, but in a game that has no significance on our, you know, immediate future, because we don't have a first round draft pick to go up or down in the slot, you know, it just matters for the Jets. Mm-hmm. But it's devastating, man. And because you know how hard he's worked to get to this point and to finally, you know, see the fruits of his labor pay off. It's just, you don't know, because now, it's, I think they said 4 to 5 month rehab, and I know he'll come back faster than that. Should he? No, come back when you're healthy, man. And, you know, it's, I think he has enough. I don't know exactly who's had this injury before and how they've come back, the success rate, but successful surgery, which points to everybody saying the right thing, like the Seahawks, we want him back.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just hoping he still gets fair market, you know, value, because he is an incredible football player, and he means a lot to this team.
Well, yeah, and even just like you said, being out on the field there, playing his heart out in a game that, you know, we're just basically there to play spoiler and that's about it, and finish the season on a high note, and that was a bummer to see, but good thing that the surgery went well, and obviously we wish him the best and everything. Again, what we talked about last week, what does the whole team do now? What does sort of the brain trust of the team do? What does Jody Allen do? John Schneider, Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson, that sort of like holy trinity there for the Seahawks. Does one go? Is there a restructuring? What do you want to see? I mean, we've talked about it on the show before, but has your mindset changed after this game?
Mine hasn't. I think we have the pieces and we're not far off. Again, a couple pieces that we need to, and it's, but you know, with all indications of Pete's press conference before this game, you know, he's in good shape is what he responded to on when asked about his future. So yeah, if he's in good shape,
they've already had talks, right?
Yeah. If he's in good shape and he believes that, then that leads me to believe John is too, because John signed for 2 years more than he is. You know, I think it's 2025 and 2027 respectively. So, but what do you do with Russ, right? Like, and I'm not saying he needs to go anywhere. I'm not saying he needs to even take less or anything like that. It's, is he happy? And I know how crazy that sounds, but this is where we're at today in sports. And when you have that much of the salary cap per year, you are a partner, as Lee Steinberg said. So I think the three of them need to sit down and figure out where they go from here, what the plan is going forward. But, you know, it's, I wonder if, because in the last year or two, remember with the let Russ cook, I'm wondering if these last two games and Russ playing so efficient, literally his best ball, you know, outside of two games, maybe to start the season in 2020 when he had like five touchdowns like a couple times. It was insane, right? But again, that whole let Russ cook, it came about because Chris Carson was sautéing. He was marinating.
He was the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's setting the table.
He was getting everything primed, right? Yeah. And I think that, you know, when Pete dropped the we found the winning formula again, I'm wondering if this has convinced Russ that, hey, come back. We can do this. And this is how you play your best ball. And look, the proof is right there. We just showed you. So that's why Pete's been pushing, because we have to get Penny back. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's fine, but you need to get the guys that open those holes too, because I mean, he wasn't touched for at least a good half of those runs until 6 yards down the field.
Yeah. I mean, we need a running back that is going to move the ball, whether it's the offensive line or just like you, like Lofo, I think said a warm body one time. You just need to run the ball. And I agree with you. I'm wondering. No, I know. But I'm just wondering, like you are, I would love to have been a fly on the wall inside the facility. And I wonder if there was sort of a meeting of like, hey, give us these last few games to do what we want to do, Russ, and let's see what happens. And the proof is in the pudding. The Cardinals are a good team. I mean, come on. People are talking about they at one point they could have been the number one seed in the NFC. They had a great season. They were trying to win that game. The division was on the line, and we took it to them. And a lot proved in my mind. And so, but I think, you know, kind of made the offseason even more intriguing, because maybe left us with even more questions because
because do you really want a lot of potential there?
Yeah.
Well, you know, now he has to go back and talk to his camp. Do you really – is there really a better situation out there? Because everything I've been hearing, the Giants, they don't even have a coach now or a GM. So, like, is that really, like, where you think you're going to go get your next ring? And but Russ did say the right thing. He said, hey, I want to win more Super Bowls. I want to win it here. And, you know, again, I'm just hoping that, you know, the talks have opened up more between the three John, Pete, and Russ.
Yeah. It's funny. I was going to play the audio for us. Oh, here it is. From Russ after the game, because like you just said, I mean, he is saying all the right stuff.
About the touchdown that you
but then Rashad Penny goes and one ups you with that. But here, I'll let it play for a second, because he says, like, I want to play 20 more years here. He's been running great. Well, then this shouldn't 20? Be an issue then, right?
I don't know about 20.
That's what he says.
52 he wants to play till?
So much- or not 20 more, sorry, but 20 total.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, that's ambitious.
I didn't have it queued up. I'm turning it down.
Well, but I'm just saying.
But listen, I'm just saying. I hope, I'm just saying. He says I want to play 20 more years here. So why is this even a story? Why?
It's not. But I just hope. I hope he realizes. Just like I don't want to, you know, keep bringing up the same thing. But look at his numbers in the last two games.
I know.
7 touchdowns, 1 interception. You know, it was vintage Russ. And like, so like, I hope he just. Let's go of the fact that he needs to throw for 5,000 yards every year. Just throw for 50 touchdowns every year, because you can. We will let him do that, and he can do that. So, but you gotta rely on the run game, and I think defense. I think we're in good shape. We really are.
And I know that this might sound corny or whatever, but I think it's a lot about mindset also, and I've tried to bring it up on our show before. Like Russ at the beginning of seasons, and now when we see when there's, you know, there's no playoffs in the future and they're just sort of like letting it flow, he's at his best. Something happens sometimes. He tightens up. He gets too nervous about turnovers. I'm not sure. There's just a freedom to him right now, a looseness that he's playing with, just kind of letting it rip, that I think the running game provides for him. So it comes from that. But I wonder if it's also just sort of the pressure's off for the entire team, maybe. I don't know. I mean, they're not little kids where it's like they just need to have fun out there. But it sure looks like they're having a lot of fun, and it leads to winning. And, I mean, you tell us about that from a player perspective.
It did look like they were playing much more free, you know, just, you know, not overthinking it, just reacting. And you're right. And so, I don't know, they've had 10 years of pressure. I mean, they've been in contention for all but this year. So it's not something they're not used to, but it did look different for the better half of this season. You know,
well, I mean the way he plays, you know, like whether they're winning games or not, like they're in years past, sometimes, you know, he wasn't really at his best, but they were able to pull it out at the end, or they get that bounce of the ball going in their favor, or the defense steps up or whatever, you know? So I just think from the way he plays, I just can feel when he's kind of tight and I can feel when he's not. I don't, maybe that's just the fan in me, you know,
They were definitely having fun out there. And it was good, man, because that's, you know, it's fun when you're winning.
Yeah. Let's zone in at the end here, because Loafa's company is Zone In CBD, the best CBD out there. Sign up for your subscription today at zoneincbd.com. Use our promo code.
Believe. BLEAV.
Spelled our way. 20% off. First, let's zone in on our contest winner. I got the name. Mike on Twitter. Mike P. is the winner.
Who's Mike P?
I don't know, but he won our contest, and he wins a.
Where's intern Brian when you need him? Is he on this call?
Seattle, and then wins a jersey and everything. He's not on the call, but it's Mike, and he wins. So there you go. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to give full names or not.
I'm going to look it up.
Your head. No full names.
No.
I'm going to look it up because I don't think anybody won it.
Mike P. ends with an O. He won. Take my word for it.
Well, all I want to do is hand out a jersey, but I did see a late entry, and it was by somebody named Mike. This was after the game ended, so like, can't exactly hand that out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Could be some controversy on the score prediction challenge.
Well, we're going to have to review this one.
Throw the challenge
flag. Throw the challenge flag.
We'll send it up to the booth. We'll send it over to New York. They have all the TV screens. They'll figure it out. I don't know. I thought we had a winner, so we'll have to see what's going on with that.
Yeah.
We'll zone in on it.
Yeah. This one's under review.
All right.
But if I'm wrong, because we're going to check the timestamp, that's the good thing about this. It is timestamped. We'll buy you a hat, too. Simply Seattle.
Woo. Oh, wow. We're sweetening the deal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. That's it for us. Unless you got anything else, we got to get out of here.
I don't.
All right.
You break us down.
Theme song. We'll be back later in the week to set up the playoff matchups coming up, because Lofa and I will be here for you guys all through the playoffs and all through the Super Bowl and everything. So stay with your Seahawks podcast, even though your Seahawks are in the offseason. There'll be plenty of news to catch up on. But we'll be here for it all. SeahawksPod@gmail.com is where you hit us up if you want to email the show at Believe in Seahawks on all social media. But right now, Lofa, break us down.
You got this one, buddy.
Oh, really? Mine? Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Off-season starts, vacations start. I mean, how soon would you fly out, Lofa, if there was playoffs?
Well, I mean, you only get like a small window. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's been a long time, man. It's been a long time since we haven't been in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. It's been a while since vacation. Oh, well. Enjoy your vacation on three. Enjoy your vacation on me. 1, 2, 3. Enjoy your vacation, everybody.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.